The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. So now that it's August, many of you know that it's SMA Awareness Month. Here at SMA News Today, we're doing an initiative called 31 Days of SMA, where we feature a person from the SMA community every day throughout the month. You can check out these stories on our social media pages and on our main website at smanewstoday.com. Today I thought I'd read from one of these stories, written by Ryan Manriquez. Here it goes. Hey everyone, my name is Ryan, and I'm a 19-year-old living with SMA Type 2. One topic I want to focus on is dating with SMA. Now, for years, I never would have thought that it'd be possible for me to be in a happy relationship with another person, because of my disability. I mean, who would want to date me? Nora proved me wrong. It was the summer of 2019 when I just decided to try out Tinder as a joke. That's where we found each other. A couple of weird wheelchair jokes broke the ice, and when she wasn't scared off, I knew it was the beginning of something special. 10 months later, and here we are. There are so many things to cover about dating someone with a disability, so I'll cover just a couple of tips I've learned along the way. The first is communication. Communication is essential in any relationship, but in more ways with an inter-abled one. There are so many situations where Nora and I use communication, like getting in bed or using the restroom. At first, it was a little weird for me because the only people who had done those things before were my parents or close friends. Honestly, I was more scared because I didn't want her to see how much help I really needed. She may have sensed how I was feeling because she swiftly told me that it's out of my control and that it's nothing to worry about with her. The second tip I want to mention is that it's key to find a specific thing that you and your partner could both enjoy. For us, it's music and concerts. We went to see Tyler, the Creator, a while back in San Francisco, and we had the best time screaming every lyric. I never thought my life with someone as special as her would be possible. I know it's kind of ironic, but sometimes you just have to take a leap and see how it goes. I can certainly tell you that it worked out for me. For more of these stories, again, check out our social media pages and our main website. We have a lot of great content, and I'm excited to present these stories to you all. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Vlogger. As you know, August is SMA Awareness Month. In my opinion, one of the best ways to bring awareness is to live and share our lives. As you heard Kevin say, at SMA News Today, we have a great initiative called 31 Days of SMA. What I love is that in our community, everyone has a unique story to tell. Although everyone's story is different, we can relate because of the common bond of SMA. Every day this month, we're featuring a story of someone who has a connection to spinal muscular atrophy. You can find these stories on our Instagram page, on our website, and we'll be discussing the stories on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. This week, we're already talking about some great featured stories like the one Kevin just shared with you about dating and disability from Ryan. Travel came up with Zoe's story. She's from Australia and has conquered the world. Support is important as well, as Sarai pointed out. My apologies if I mispronounced your name. With the right group of friends, they can get you through tough times and have some adventures along the way. Mike Huddleston shares with us what it's like to lose the ability to walk. Although I've never had the experience of walking, I shared many of the same feelings of defeat when I got my feeding tube. Sometimes, though, if you can shift your focus from the negative to the positive, you can look to the future filled with opportunities. These are just a handful of the wonderful stories we've featured so far. To read their complete stories and follow along every day this month, head to our website at smanewstoday.com. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a great day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.